Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, May 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Residents of Gdańsk and other communities across Poland commemorated National Victory Day on May 8th, a date which marked the official surrender of Nazi Germany in World War II and the end of hostilities in Europe. During yesterday's ceremonies in Słupsk, Colonel Maciej Kowalski, commander of the Rzeczykowo Base Protection Battalion, celebrated the Polish contribution to ending the war. Our compatriots fought on practically all fronts of this terrible war, from the very beginning until the end of hostilities. The contribution of Polish soldiers to building lasting peace in Europe and in the world is invaluable. For many Poles and citizens of Central Eastern Europe, Victory Day celebrations are bittersweet, as the end of World War II ushered in an era of Soviet control and repression until the end of communism in 1989. In a related story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has asked the Ukrainian parliament to officially change Victory Day observances in Ukraine to May 8th to align with celebrations in Europe and North America. Until now, Ukrainians celebrated May 8th as a day of remembrance and reconciliation, and May 9th as the day of victory over Nazism in World War II. Under Zelensky's proposal, both commemorations will now be observed on May 8th, with May 9th officially celebrated as Europe Day, as in EU member states. May 9th, 1950 was the official signing of the Schuman Declaration, an ambitious plan to secure long-term peace in post-war Europe that is considered the beginning of what is now the European Union. In comments on Monday, Zelensky drew parallels between the two historical moments, saying that although now it is another aggressor, the goal is the same, enslavement or destruction. And just as then we relied on the joint strength of free nations, today we fight against evil together with the free world, together with free Europe. Russia's ambassador to Poland plans to lay flowers at the Soviet military cemetery in Warsaw today to mark Russia's Victory Day and has asked Polish authorities for protection, according to news reports. The wreath-laying ceremony is scheduled for 11 a.m. this morning, says the Russian embassy, adding that the ambassador expects that relevant Polish authorities will ensure appropriate public order during the celebratory events. Last year, the ambassador was splashed with red paint by anti-war activists as he attempted to mark Russia's Victory Day by laying wreaths at the graves of Soviet soldiers at the cemetery. Representatives of the Polish Foreign Ministry said they were notified of the ambassador's plans, but didn't have jurisdiction over the Soviet military cemetery and didn't recommend that the above-mentioned ceremonies take place. A 300-strong demonstration has reportedly been registered to take place in front of the Soviet military cemetery between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. today, which is during the Russian ambassador's scheduled visit. Lechia Gdańsk has announced reduced prices of 25 zloty to next week's match in honor of the club playing their last match in the Ekstraklasa League and as a farewell to legendary team striker Flavio Paiszał. Tickets to the May 20th match at Polsat Plus Arena against Legia Warszawa would normally cost between 35 and 75 zloty, but the club announced yesterday that all tickets will now be available for 25 zloty. Those who purchase tickets at the higher prices will be given a refund. More details are available on the official club website at lechia.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm with no chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak at a daytime high of 18 degrees centigrade or 64 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow with sunny skies and warm temps continuing throughout the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.